time to follow the money with your hosts, Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard.
Thanks for checking in. We're live in Las Vegas. Mitch Moss, Pauly Howard from the South Point Sportsbook inside the VSiN studio. This is going to be a fun segment. Bob Dancer, video, poker, playing legend, joins us in studio. He's written many books. I have one right here, Sex, Lies, and Video Poker. You have more. Sex, Lies, and Video Poker is another one. And Million Dollar Video Poker as well, which I read. I couldn't put it down in like 2 days. It was excellent, Bob. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning. It's fun to be here. Thank you. Let's have some fun today.
Okay. Yeah,
he's into it. All right.
Okay, so we have a million things to go over with you as always. Let's begin with this. Not waste any time here. Next week, in fact, it's going to be a week from today, it's the opening of Circa in downtown Las Vegas. We've talked about that enough here on this program. Derek Stevens is the owner. The sportsbook's going to be amazing. The pool is the best already in Las Vegas. In your years of living in Las Vegas, did you ever find anything interesting regarding casino openings when you would go there and play, your friends that would play, et cetera?
God, how long you have to talk? This is great. This is a good subject. Yes, I will be at the Circa, but not at midnight. It opens up at midnight. I'll probably get there at 4 or 5 in the morning. I want access to the machines and find out what's there. And I'm nervous about COVID. But in general, casino openings are the time that I go and I look for casino mistakes. Frequently, the slot director at a new place was the assistant slot director at the old place. And he thinks, the assistant slot director thinks he's just as good as the slot director, and he has some good ideas that's going to bring in some new customers. And so he tries them out at the new place. And so a lot of things happen. As an example, the M opened up. M is about 3 miles south of the South Point. And they had some 9-6 jacks machines. Now, 9-6 jacks are 99.5%. But these machines, instead of $250 for the straight flush, paid $450, which makes them 99.9.
Wow.
Okay. And they had a 0.3 slot club and double points for the first month. So that was a pretty good thing. The interesting thing about it is they have them up to $25 machines and $100 machines. And you don't see that kind of return on that big of machines everywhere. I was there that night and I missed it. I saw 9-6 jacks machines. Okay, good, I know. But I did not happen to look at the straight flush. I was looking at full house and flush, so I didn't see it. And by the time I figured out it was there, the games machines were locked up. But they had some good games still. Quite a few. I played for the first month NSU Deuces, which is 99.7, but with a 0.6 slot club. And I was playing a $25 machine. And so I had a significant advantage, and I got my clock cleaned, but found it on the opening. Another one recently, a couple years ago, SLS opened. Mm-hmm. SLS is the old Sahara, and it's back to the new Sahara, I guess. They opened up, and they had a couple good things. Their machines, they had 10-6-40 double-double bonus, which is 99.96. And
Bob, hold that thought for 1 second here, if you don't mind. Welcome in. This is Follow the Money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Mitch Moss along with Pauly Howard. Video poker playing legend Bob Dancer's in studio, and we're going over previous casino openings here in Las Vegas and whether or not that's the right time to play, getting looser machines, customers come in for the first time. I'm sorry, go ahead, pick that up. You were talking.
So I was playing at the SLS. They had $25 $10,640 double-double bonus, $99.96. Didn't know what the slot club was, didn't know what you're going to get in the mail. But they also had a promotion is they would match any offer you got from any other casino.
Oh.
And the best offer I had at that particular moment was one for $3,500.
Oh, man. Oh. Wow.
So I said, well, I have this offer for $3,500. It's from Planet Hollywood. Can I bring it in tomorrow night? And I'd like to play these machines tomorrow night. So deal. So I got in there at 10 o'clock, and I was there for 8 hours. They had two machines. It locks up every four of a kind and higher. So playing, and it's double-double bonus, is most of our listeners know, is a heaven or hell experience. At the lowest point, I was down 40,000 for the evening. Was not having a good time. And fortunately, I hit some good hands at the end, including a royal, and ended up 120 ahead.
Oh, Jesus. Man.
So, and I'd never got a mailer from them. I did get an offer for a two-for-one meal somewhere, but they just didn't want to market to me.
Right. Okay, hold on. I know you don't want to get into this, but I do. Real quick, I know you're a smart guy. We've seen a lot of this in sports betting the last couple of weeks. And
yes.
You use your brain. You are so smart. You're an advantage player. But do you see it as a badge of honor if they say, Bob, you're too good, we don't want your business?
No. I see that as staying in the game is part of it. You need to find ways to stay in the game or, you know, you're out of business. So a number of casinos have either cut me off completely or made me do it with one hand tied behind my back. Some I can still cope with. Like the Boyd casinos do not offer me any mail, but they did have some excellent machines that I played for a while, and then they took them out. So right now I don't know of any good games at the Boyd casinos. But sometimes you can play with them, even though you get certain restrictions, and sometimes you can't.
How many casinos do you think you've been blackballed from?
Blackballed is a...
use whatever term you would like.
Well, it's different at everyone. Sometimes, officially 86th, right. Meaning read the Trespass Act.
Okay.
If I show up again, subject to arrest, too. And they're nothing casinos. One is like the Rainbow in Henderson, and one is the Riverside in Laughlin.
All right, that's all right.
But restricted dozens.
Dozens, huh?
Dozens. And okay. And some of them more or less welcome to come back. So,
What has it like been with gambling with COVID? Mm-hmm. You're an older gentleman. And also, have you found...
Thank you for noticing.
Have you also found that machines are paying out when they reopen, as others have said and found?
The machines themselves are the same. The different casinos have reacting to COVID differently. Many casinos have tightened up, which is like station casinos, for example... just butchered their slot club. They immediately cut their slot club in half.
I have been told it is horrific what they have
cut out the daily mailers.
Oh, wow. Why? And why? How can they do that? The opposite should be happening.
Well, there's different opinions on that. Now, Station has not opened up several of their casino, including Palms and Fiesta Henderson and Palace, and I don't know how many others. And they went through bankruptcy a while ago. So they're concerned with whether or not they're going to make it. So to make it, some casinos believe you got to get a little bit more out of every customer. Other casinos, like here at the South Point, believe that you give them a better deal, more customers will come, and you'll get a smaller bite out of more customers, which will lead to the bottom line success. An example, the mailers in, or the promotion in November, starting next week, is gift cards, whether Amazon.com or Walmart, where they're half price. So you play enough to get $25 worth of free play, but if you turn that in, you'll get a $50 gift card. They normally do that. They do that every year, normally 10 per person, and this year they're doing it 12 per person.
Okay.
So it's up to $100,000. Yeah. Point in, you get double points.
And I would agree with Michael Gunn. I think that's a great move.
So do I. That's the only way to approach it, I think.
It's not the only way, but it is a successful way. Mm-hmm. And but every casino has to make its own choice.
Okay, yes. So I want to follow up on this.
Yes.
How old were you in your prime?
Are we talking about...
Best
80 million through year?
Are we talking about my sexual prime? No, no. Are we talking about running a marathon? What are we talking about here?
Your basketball playing days is what we're talking about.
Oh, well, good. Yeah. I could touch the rim when I was 17 years old,
there you go.
Never come close to that since.
When you decided, you know what, I'm going to do this for a living, okay, and then Maybe, so like early 90s, probably. How like how old were you? And there's a reason why I'm asking you this.
How old am I now?
No, how old were you then? In your 30s?
No, quite a bit older than that. No, I'm 73 now.
Okay.
So in the early 90s, I was 25 years younger, so okay. approximately 50.
Okay, let's say that you were, let's say you were 50 today, or you were even a little bit younger than that, right?
Okay.
All things were the same, everything, as it is today. It's not like it was back then. What would you do with your life? Because you would not be able to be as successful, right? Playing video poker for a living.
Well, the first thing I'd do is wondered why I was married to a 77-year-old lady. I just don't understand how that could possibly be. But I do love Bonnie dearly, but were I 50, she would not be my first choice.
Jeez.
It depends on what your alternatives are. I did not fit well into corporate America. There was, in a general philosophy of, I had problems playing well with others sometimes.
Okay.
So I want to do something where I can be my own boss.
Okay. But you would not be able to do today what you did back then.
Well, the video poker opportunities today are not the same as they were. But I am still successful. I'm still supporting myself playing. I do have other things that bring in money. But most of my income comes as a player.
Mm, okay.
Still to the
excellent.
State. All right.
Excellent. You told the story last time you were on, and you blew our minds. Apparently, you blogged about it, and we're supposed to know every time you've blogged. Here's the several people tweeted in and sent us emails about there's Rays. You had how many $50,000 Royal? Over 30 at Rays back in the good old days?
Yeah.
Okay. I was unaware of this. There was a, what was the Royal at Doc Holliday's? 100?
Oh, it was 50 was the limit around town. There were several. It was up to, they were, excuse me, there were 10-coin machines, and so the $5 denomination, a 10-coin machine is $50 a hand. The Royal was 1,000 for one rather than the normal 800 for one. Usually on a $10 machine or $5 10-coin machine, the Royal would be 40, but in these, yeah. there were 50. And so there were a lot of casinos. It was a gambler's bonus system. And they had a game that was worth over 100% off the top, and the casinos had promotions to go along with it.
Did you ever do significant damage at Doc Holliday's? Was there a big...
Doc Holliday's was my second favorite one in that particular group. I would rotate them.
What happened there? And what was some of your best moments?
It was the same Royals.
Same. Okay, it was not high. Okay. I thought
same
it was
Royals. They right. also had same game, and okay. they had a different... Their promotions were not quite as good, but they were good. And when Ray's invited me not to come back anymore, I spent more time at Doc Holliday's.
Okay. Now, we've had a run here on sequentials. Uh-huh. And you were excellent last time you came in about this and the
Thank
conundrum
you.
And what you... This recently happened at Green Valley Ranch. We had two... You said they had a gun to my head I wouldn't play. But they were two sequentials that hit in a span of 10 hours. You had the quarter sequential again that popped. It happened at Red Rock. It starts at 12.5. It hit for over 100,000, and that was the controversy about who hit the button, who was the date, who was in the bathroom. Uh-huh. There's the one for 73, and then the person hit one on the nickel, which was over 70,000, all at the same spot within a span of 10 hours. So what did you want to share here? Is it good for you? You brought in visual aids.
All right. There are some of us who can see on TV, and some yeah. are... On the radio only, is that right?
Correct.
Yep.
Okay. So you have a hand where you have a queen and jack in sequential order. They're different suits, though. So the jack is in second position, and the queen is in the third position. And then you have a 2, 4, and 6 of mixed suits. So the situation is you're playing 6-5 bonus poker, which is a really bad 96% game that they put with the sequential. But the sequential is high enough that it... makes sense to only hold one of the cards, either the jack or the queen,
mm-hmm.
but not both, because the normal play is to hold them both. But if the sequential is high enough, since the jack is in sequential order and since the queen is in sequential order, which one is better? And the answer is it's not close. One of them is what? Definitely better than
is
the other.
Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, so, tell us why.
I got this wrong, by the way.
Yeah, you
really?
Got it. Now, strong intermediates usually come back and say the Jack because there's more straights and straight flushes with the Jack, which is true, but that's small potatoes. What's happening with the Queen is it's in two sequentials. It's both the ace through 10 this way and also the ace through 10 this way because it's in the center position. So the Jack is only one of those sequential possibilities, but the Queen has two. It can go either way. So there's two chances. And if that sequential possibility is high enough to make it worth holding one card, getting two pops at it is better.
Because the sequential works either way.
Yes.
Because it's a two-way
sequential.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. This one now?
If you like. All right.
Yep. Now, number two.
So this is from a Deuces Wild class.
Okay.
And in Deuces, any pay schedule, where the W indicates a wild card, which is a deuce of any suit. So in both hands, you have a 5, 6, 8 suited. In this case, it's hearts. And the fifth card is either the 9 in one case or the 7 in the other. This is a dealt straight. Now, in some versions of Deuces Wild, it is right to hold all 5 cards. In some version, keep that up.
Sorry, all right, yeah.
In some versions of Deuces Wild, it's right just to hold, go for the straight flush. But this is not about that. If you're playing Deuces Wild, hopefully you know which is which. You can check it on software to make sure the particular pay schedule. My question is, we're going to hold the hearts, deuce, 5, 6, 8, right or wrong. Does it matter if we throw away the 9 or we throw away the 7? In other words, is the value of deuce, 5, 6, 8 the same on those two hands, or is one higher than the other? That's the question. And before we answer that question, we're going to put up a third a sheet. I didn't.
Right here?
Yeah.
All right.
This is the same as the last hand, except the deuce has been...
It's like card sharks.
The deuce has been turned into an offsuit queen, which we're definitely going to throw away. So it is still a suited 5, 6, 8 in Deuces Wild. When the last card is either an offsuit 7 or an offsuit 9. And we're going to hold the hearts in both cases, right or wrong. Is the value of the hearts in these two examples the same, or is it higher in one and lower? And if it's different between this and when the queen was a deuce, why? So that's the question.
That's a phenomenal question. I have not played nearly enough video poker in my life to know the answer to that.
I think you have to go for the straight flush on the first one.
Well,
on the first one, that has to do with pay schedule.
Okay,
and
right.
And some pay schedules, it is correct to go for the straight flush.
Especially if I'm playing Ultimate X. I want the 11 times on the next hand, if that was the case, but I know.
No. Again, pay schedules and the particular game.
Yeah, sure. Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Take it away.
On the first hand, it doesn't matter whether you throw away the 7 or the... that's the second hand. On the first hand, it does not matter whether you threw away this 9 or the 7 because it's a dealt straight. If you're going to... You don't have it.
I got it.
I was looking at a different screen. To get a straight, you have to draw a 4, a 7, or a 9 that's not suited with the hearts. And in both cases, you're throwing away one of those. So there's going to be 8 ways to get a straight. Any of the 3 non-heart 4s, 7s, or 9s.
Like, that one makes sense to me. The next one here, though,
So the next one, though, is different. The next one, to get a straight, you have to draw a 4-7 or a 7-9. And we'll talk... You can draw a deuce in there, but that's separate. And the deuce part is no different. On the 4... When you're drawing a 4-7, the top one is more valuable because all the 4s and all the 7s are still in the deck. The bottom one, you were dealt a 7 and threw it away. So the 4-7 counts. Now, you could also draw a 7 and 9, and in that case, they're equal because one you're throwing away a 9 and one you're throwing away a 7. But the one with the 7, you're hurting both of the possibilities of the straights between 4 to 8 and 5-9. The one with the 9, you're only hurting one of them.
Very good. More with Bob Dancer coming up. The Big Ten's back. There's a game Friday. Get ready for all the big games at BetRivers Sportsbook. The big return special. First deposit of $50. You get $100 in free bets in exchange. Check out all their daily special bets at BetRivers.com. Great customer service and only one-time playthrough. Must be 21. Playable in Colorado, Illinois, Indiana, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. Playable in New Jersey is Play Sugar House. More with Bob coming up.
Ready for a faster way to win? When you bet with PointsBet, you get faster bets, faster withdrawals, and faster rewards. Experience this premium sportsbook for yourself and sign up with the code VSIN250 to get a 100% deposit match up to $250. You must be present in New Jersey, Indiana, Iowa, or Illinois. Must be 21 plus. Additional terms and conditions apply. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER in New Jersey and Illinois, 1-800-9-WITH-IT if you're in Indiana, and 1-800-BETS-OFF if you're in Iowa. As we continue here on a Wednesday morning, live in Las Vegas, Bob Dancer, video poker playing legend, is with us in studio here. Circa opens up next week. We were asking you if like looser machines can be found at casinos when they first open up. You also, a sports betting nugget from you, told us many, many appearances ago, because of sharp sports betting friends you know, you were like betting the no on the safety every year in the Super Bowl. And then it happened like 2 or 3 years in a row, and you got carried out.
Yeah, 4 out of 7 years that I had money on all of them. I lost. It's also been 4 in the last 26 years.
Yeah, but, right, exactly.
But
yeah.
4 and 7.
Yeah. Jeez. Yeah.
And these are you know, bridge jumpers. They're like you put up $8,000 to win $1,000, something like that.
Yeah.
And when they usually win, but when they go bad, you remember it.
Yeah. Do you have any other terms that you like? Because we use bridge jumper all the time. Is there anything else like in the gambling world that you like?
Other than video poker? Is that what you're asking?
Sure, yeah.
No, generally, I'm strictly in a video poker. I prefer to win or lose based on something that I know about. Now, I was raised in Los Angeles. This has been a really good time to be a Los Angeles sports fan. You know, the Lakers did it. Mm-hmm. Now the Dodgers in the World Series. And so that part, I really enjoy it as a sports fan, but I'm not betting on the games. Yeah.
Let's get into tipping here for a second.
Okay.
Because, again, you have been very successful. You were telling stories. I mean, you were stuck 40,000 at SLS at the Open. You came back and you roared back to eventually win 121 night. Like, let's say you've had a massive score, and then you and your wife, I don't know, you go out to eat, or you are going to get your valet. Like, what's you go nuts with a tip to valet, or when you're done eating, anything like that? Biggest tip you've ever left after a big score?
The tips in the restaurant have nothing to do with my score that day. Generally, I use self-parking, but the tips in valet would not have anything to do with my score that day.
Right. So slot attendants and bartenders.
Yeah, in a bar where you showed pictures of Wraith, where that bar has life and death decisions as to how long you get to play, I'm usually pretty generous. So my normal night after playing at Wraith would be to leave $40 or $50 with the attendant. Win or lose, and $100 if I won. But it was such a juicy game. And I lasted for 30 royals. And then finally they go, we can't have you here anymore. So many casinos I don't tip at all. Partly, tipping doesn't normally help the situation. When I play at South Point, I tip every time. I teach classes here, and the last thing I want the floor attendants to tell other customers is, I don't know what kind of teacher Bob Dancer is, but he sure is a cheap son of a bitch. So I always make sure to take care of the attendants here. When I'm playing a game where I have a significant edge, I'll leave a tip, but they're modest. It's like a $4,000 royal would get a $5 tip or something. This is not. Our big night at the MGM back in 2001, we left $500 as a tip. That was the biggest ever, but that was a night that my wife had hit a $400,000 royal, and a half hour later, I got one for $100,000. I got those backwards, but it was a $500,000 in royals, and we left $500 in tips.
Well, it's different when you're a professional and doing it for a living. Okay, very good. Do you know the crazy? How much time? No, I don't have enough time.
Well, we can stick around for one more second. Yeah,
all right.
It's kind of like that the dialogue at the very beginning of Reservoir Dogs.
Yeah,
the tipping scene.
Yeah.
So society tells me I'm supposed to tip over here, but I don't tip at McDonald's. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, why is that then?
You're bringing your food. Why not?
What's the difference there? Unbelievable that first scene in Reservoir Dogs or right
great
away
dialogue.
Out of the gates.
Yep, yep. Tarantino's phenomenal.
Okay, so hold that thought then. We'll continue here. Bob Danzer's going to stick around again. Many, many books, by the way. Here's one of them called Sex, Lies, and Video Poker. He has another one that is called More Sex, Lies, and Video Poker and Million Dollar Video Poker, which is just a beauty, Bob.
Well, thank you. The two you mentioned today were novels. My only, because I think video poker needs video poker sex novels. I just think it's one of the things missing in life, and so I filled that need.
Of course.
Sure.
Yeah.
Best of both worlds. Okay, much more to come here with Bob Danzer on Follow the Money, Visa, and the Sports Betting Network. To hire, you need Indeed. You instantly get a list of quality candidates from Indeed's resume database. The moment you sponsor a job, get started at Indeed.com/credits. One more time, that's Indeed.com/credit.
Craziest thing you've heard about, BobDanzer.com, by the way. Check out the podcast, Gambling with an Edge. I'm talking like, have you been dealt a couple royals in a span of 10 minutes, single play? Have you had back-to-back aces? I mean, what jumps out to you about all your years playing, or whether you heard something about this craziest thing, video poker?
Oh, if what you've heard about it is a bunch of them. But for me personally, the one night where my wife hit 400,000 30 minutes after I hit for 100,000 is probably the story I have that trumps them all.
That's hard. Yep.
I have had $200,000 royals within a few hours twice.
Okay.
I did get $240,000 royals, which are three coin $100 royals, two of them in 5 weeks, which was kind of ruined my welcome at someplace.
Yeah, sure. That'll do it. That'll do it.
Same
okay.
casino?
Yeah. No.
Okay.
Not same casino, but same chain. They're both within Harris. System.
How about this? You hear this a lot, and you just take it away. Oh, that machine's due.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it keeps paying out. Well, it just hit. It's not going to hit again. Well, I'm going to walk away. What do you think of all that?
Well, if people had to give up all their superstitions, Vegas would have to close.
Mm-hmm.
They thrive on superstitions.
Well,
one slot director friend of mine told me years ago that he liked to put every time a machine hit a royal flush, these were all single line games, he would have this counter on top of every machine. And so this one would have 7, and that one would have 14, and that one would have 22. And there were people who believed that the ones who had hit the most are going to keep hitting the most, and mm-hmm. the ones that hadn't. So whatever your belief was, you could find a machine that would fit your prejudices. And then, of course, he would add a few every now and then just to mess with the players. He kind of liked to do that. But there's all kinds of superstitions in gambling, like, mm-hmm. you know, the guy at third base at blackjack controls the table, and, you know, people live and die by that.
Sure.
And most of them are not true.
How would you compare, emotionally speaking now, how would you compare the, like, the nights where you lost a ton of money to the nights where you've won big? Is the emotion of losing worse than the feeling is good of winning?
It's not fun to lose.
Uh-huh.
There were, you know, I've had my $30,000 or $40,000 losses in a day, and that's no fun. And you go, you know, that was a car. And so mostly I can just shake it off because I know the math on my side.
How do you shake it off? How long to forget about it?
Well, I go back and I review the notes and make sure that I know every last play, and I'm playing as perfectly as I can because I'm positive the math is in my favor because I'm not betting unless I have the advantage. The one exception to that might be at the Circa opening. At the Circa opening, assuming I don't find a big mistake, which I probably won't. I might, but I probably won't. I will probably give them $50,000 or $100,000 coin in that night and see what shows up in the mail. They're a real fancy casino in a part of town which doesn't have fancy casinos. Mm-hmm. And so they're probably after big players to bring them in. So that's kind of doing it on the come, and I might get good mailers out of it. So if they had jacks or better, and I played $100,000, my expected loss is about $500. And probably I'll get mailers bigger than that, but I don't know for sure.
Other mistakes you're looking for, other mistakes to spot that you have seen in your career on opening night or when casinos are new?
Well, when Monte Carlo opened up, that's Park MGM where that is now, they had $30 or $40 full pay deuces and $5 full pay deuces. This is full pay deuces is a 100.76 game, which largely doesn't exist anymore. And they had a slot club of 0.67. And so they were being hammered. I knew the game well from being playing as a quarters. It was one of the games I grew up on when I started out. And the fact that it was for dollars was pretty exciting to me. And that lasted about a week and a half. And the slot director decided this is probably not a good idea, but I'll leave the $5 games in because video poker pros can't afford to play $5 games. And so just the wealthy tourists will play it.
Oh.
Well, there were several who could afford to play $5 games.
Wow.
So I got one six-hour session. So, I mean, these were all locked up quickly. And so I had filled in, and I was fortunate to hit deuces a couple times. But so it was a winning session, didn't have to be. But I only got one six-hour session before those games were pulled.
Okay.
All right. BobDancer.com. Promote your website and promote your podcast, and you have a great guest coming up who's been on this show, and he is phenomenal. Bob.
Yeah, BobDancer.com. The podcast is Gambling with an Edge that I co-host with Richard Munchkin. As much as I'm an expert in video poker, Richard has been an expert in a whole variety of table games, and he knows everybody.
He's awesome.
Tomorrow's podcast, it'll be posted about 4 o'clock Pacific time, is with Bob Nersessian, who is a gaming attorney. One of the things we talk about on the show tomorrow, which we tape, did a couple days ago, is in the past, there was this guy who had six $5,000 chips. He was a poker player at the Hard Rock here, and they didn't want to cash him because they weren't positive he got them from the poker game. He was a regular player, didn't get them, so they refused to cash him. So
60 seconds.
So Bob eventually took it to the Nevada Supreme Court, and they go, if they're a patron, which means customer, you got to cash them. If you don't. So there are a lot of places they refused to cash chips. So they didn't know where they got it. So now they have to cash them, and it's probably good retroactively. So if
interesting.
You have old chips, which they wouldn't cash before.
Okay.
Drop a dime to Bob Nersessian.
That is great knowledge,
Thank
Bob.
You.
Yeah.
Great. I will see you Wednesday to play Ultimate X with you at Circa. You in? It'll be educational, and I get to learn from the best and see the mistakes I'm making.
I'm almost positive whatever Ultimate X game they have will be one that is considered not worth playing, and I certainly would not know the strategy. I know the strategy of the game here.
Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, we got it. We got to fly.
You're
thanks,
the best.
Pop.
Thanks, buddy.
Indy
Thank
Jeff,
you, buddy.
He loves a top 20 this week in the golf event. Horse racing fans, First Bet is the place for you. It is the easiest way to bet on your favorite sport with secure payments, attentive customer service, and a reliable website, all brought to you by ExpressBet. Sign up using the promo code Vegas500 today and get a $10 free bet instantly, plus receive up to a $500 bonus for wagering in your first 30 days. Visit first.com/bet for more information. That's 1st.com/bet. Promo code is Vegas500. Friend of the show, Indy Jeff, joins the program. Excellent at betting golf. Jeff, good to see you again today, pal. This close. I mean, Henley had a 3-stroke lead going into Sunday last week. And then what? He birdied number one to get a 4-stroke lead. And then he couldn't keep up with the other guys, Kokrak and Schauffele. But he was 80-1, man, and very close. And you had him in other various bets. So great job.
Yeah, no, it was very close again, right coming on the heels of Matthew Wolf the week before. So, we're getting close. We're getting there. Hopefully this is our week, guys.
Okay, so tell us before we get into, and again, like the third consecutive week now where the names are just incredible, what a field we have, but tell us a little bit about the course.
Sure. So this is the first official PGA event at Sherwood Country Club. It's a short par 72. I think it's going to be a low scoring event, meaning I think we're going to probably again, between 15 and 20 under winning. I think it's going to be a lot of birdies up here. So Jack Nicklaus design, but it's going to be a lot of fun. Tiger had, the Hero Challenge out here before. He's always played very well in this. And a couple other guys have played well in this as well, including the first guy I'm going to mention.
All right, well, let's get into it then, because you like him in the outrights, but also your favorite bet is on a golfer to finish top 20. The floor is yours. Take it away.
Sure. So there's a guy this week who's between 18 and 20-1 win. And his last 15 starts, he has 2 wins, six more top 10s, and 3 more top 15s. So in 15 starts this year, this golfer has 11 inside the top 15. He's played this course again at non-PGA Tour events in the past and always played well. It's a pretty short course, and just to stay on brand, you've always heard me say, if it's a short course, play Webb Simpson. Mm-hmm. I bet him outright, but he's minus 150 to finish top 20, which says he has about a 60% chance. I think his chances are about 75% to finish top 20. So while I'm betting him to win, I absolutely love him to finish top 20. You can also find him a lot of places at plus 175 top 10, which gives him about a 30% chance. Considering he has 8 top 10s in his last 15 tournaments, I like a top 10 play here as well in that.
Okay. How about the guys in the 30-1 range?
Sure. So a couple guys I like. We've talked a lot of guys in the past about Matthew Wolf and Colin Morikawa. I like both of them a lot this week. Matthew Wolf's 33-1. He was off last week a little bit, but he's played this course, the narrative is, 1,000 times, and his form speaks for itself. I think he can get back on track on a course he's very familiar with this week. I think the price 33-1 is amazing. And Colin Morikawa is another Indy Jeff favorite. His game is kind of in a weird spot right now. I like him because I believe he's played this course a lot, as Wolf has, but his results have been either elite or bad. Over his last 11 tournaments, he has 2 wins and a top 10 and 3 top 20s, but also 4 missed cuts. And then lastly, I like Bubba Watson. You guys never hear me talk about Bubba Watson, but he's second in the field strokes gained tee to green over his last 6 tournaments, behind only John Rahm. The problem for Bubba is he's lost strokes putting in 10 of his last 12 tournaments, and that's dreadful. If he can find a putter, he's about a lock for a top 20, and if this putter can get going, he can win this tournament. He's plus 350 top 10, plus 175 top 20. I like both those as well.
Mitch and Paulie, VSiN, Follow the Money. Jeff Seeley, our guest. Cutmaker Podcast, available on all podcast formats. The player profiles, the attacks from a DFS standpoint. You also get text messages from the head-to-head matchups. Four winners since the restart. Just missed 80-1 last week and 22-1 in the playoff with Wolf a couple weeks ago. How about some top long shots?
Sure. So, guys, we're going back to the well on Russell Henlon. 55-1 this week. He nearly pulled it out for us last week, as you guys mentioned off the start. Uh-huh. And there's nothing less to like about him this week. He's gained 5 strokes tee to green in 7 of his last 9 tournaments, guys. That is incredible. Last week, he gained 9 strokes. Same type of putting surface. As long as his putter stays hot, he feels like an amazing top 20 play at plus 150 and top 10 at plus 450. I mean, there's a good chance as well if he holds on for a win. And Jason Day, guys, if there's ever a high-risk, high-reward play, this is it this week. He's 55-1 for Jason freaking Day. I sent out a text to our members on last Sunday when I thought there was a chance that Day could pull this off because he was killing it with his irons. His putter, which is usually his best weapon, was cold. We all know he withdrew with a stiff neck and cost us all our head-to-head matchups, the definition of a lose sum. But Jason Day's the guy who might be able to come back and form this week.
Bad beat. Bad beat is what that was. Okay, Super Bombs.
Yeah, so Super Bombs. Two guys, Benny Ahn. He's 20th in the field, tee to green, over his last 6 tournaments. I like Ahn because he should be super comfortable at this course. Played golf at Cal, and before the COVID break, he was a top 5 tee to green player. He checks all the boxes except for his putting, which is fly out abysmal. However, this is his best putting surface. The guys listening, in tournaments where he gains at least 1 stroke putting, just 1 stroke putting, he's 22nd, 12th, 4th, 3rd, 3rd, 16th, 17th, and 2nd. So, but my point is, if Ahn putts well, he'll be right there, and this is a great price. Plus 350 to top 20 is squarely in play, hoping the putter gets there. And then a super bomb, guy we played 7-1 as a top 20 last week, Tyler Duncan, is 250-1. I'm not seeing him put a lot of money on him outright, maybe $10 or something. But we're coming right back to him at the plus 550 top 20. He's 16-1 to finish top 10, which could make for an interesting play as well. Last week, he bogeyed 2 of his final 7 holes to just miss the top 20. He's won on the PGA Tour, guys. He beat Webb Simpson in a playoff 11 months ago. And like many of the guys I mentioned earlier, his game depends on his putter.
Excellent job, man. Good to talk to you as always. Great breakdown. Let's get him this weekend.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
Yep. So, by the way, I was looking into the Masters yesterday. That's in, 3 weeks?
3 weeks.
Okay. So, did you realize this now? In here, because we brought that idea up yesterday, like how cool it's going to be maybe in the mornings. We're going to turn back the clocks on November 1st. So, that's 2 weeks in advance of this tournament actually being played in Augusta. So, that means there's actually a great story on ESPN.com. It gets dark in this part of the country around 5:30 at night. So, that means they need to do a 2-3 start on Thursday and Friday, which means they might play on they might go front 9 and back 9 and groups of 3 because there's not enough light to get this whole thing in. And beyond that, so it's going to finish early, but how early? CBS has it planned to end by noon Pacific time on that Sunday as a lead-in to the afternoon game in the NFL.
Oh, yes.
So adjust accordingly if you're going to be
beautiful.
Wherever, right?
Yeah.
Because if you're going to get involved with in-play wagering potentially on the Masters, it is going to, I mean, that's the idea. The tee times are going to be super early potentially for the guys that are going to be in the last group. And I was going back and forth yesterday. Yeah, it looks like probably 11:30, 12 o'clock in that neighborhood. That's when they want, so 3 o'clock Eastern time, they want the whole event to be done.
Good info. Very good. 3 weeks away. Are you guys ready? Know the house rules. Here we go. I talked to Jeff Benson yesterday at Circa. Any bets made before March 24th in Pool 1 are a refund. South Point, Circa, Westgate, Caesars. All refunds. If you bet, can you imagine if a big name wins? Okay? You have action if you bet it at William Hill. That's if it's played in 2020. Station Casinos, I guess it's the same thing as well. Although that was the one place where I didn't get to talk to an actual bookmaker. But they said they talked to the supervisor and they got back to me. Took me 2 minutes and 30 seconds. South Point, Circa, Westgate, Caesars, all refunds. So know the house rules. If you came to town, if you're a tourist, if you're part of the Follow the Money Army, whatever it may be, if you came to town and bet the Masters, remember where you bet it and know the rules, if you have action or not, or if you have to re-bet it, and what happens here with the Masters 3 weeks away.
Mm-hmm. Because here's the deal again. The original Masters to be played in April, that betting pool was on the board for a long, long time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know books had it up for not quite a year, but that was up, I think, as soon as the PGA ended in 2019, here you go. Let's bet the Masters. Maybe even before that last year. So they were on the board for months on end. And how many people come into town to, you know, week one of the NFL last year, the Super Bowl, sporting events, to bet that kind of stuff.
And as Nick told us yesterday, action at William Hill. Yes.
Yeah, correct.
So, yeah.
I find that fascinating. By the way, John, do we have any of those photos? I'm going in fresh here. So this was caught by an Instagram feed who, like, it's not Google Earth, but it's something like that where they take pictures of the Earth all the time. This is the Masters of what it looked like not that long ago before they actually, and now they're doing like the reseeding. There's going to be a different grass because it's in November compared to April. But the photos here.
Oh,
look at that. That's from Eureka Earth. And then another overhead shot. This is the next one here is 10 days later. Good to go. Never mind the endless dirt piles you saw just a week and a half ago.
Excellent.
Can't wait for this event, man. And again, the Sunday slate anyway for the NFL. Not a lot of marquee matchups on Masters weekend.
Okay.
Yeah.
Stadium swim.
And then so we're going to get it in mid-November, and then we come right back again early April next year.
Yeah, back-to-back majors at the Masters.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. It's good. Hey, imagine how many people have a Tiger ticket, DJ, whatever. Tiger wins. He goes, can you believe it? Refund. It's outrageous. Refund.
I have to double check like this week. I think I have minimum 7 outrights already. Minimum. It's all I was doing during the pandemic. Like, let me look around, see the best price. Well, this guy's playing well. That guy's playing well. What's he at the Masters right now? Where is he available for a good number? Let's follow the money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Pat Forte joins the program next. We'll talk college football. In this crazy year, does BYU have a shot to make the playoff if they run the table?